Saturday of Easter Week, Year B, 2024. Our passage this morning is part of a second century solution to the challenge posed by the original ending of Mark's Gospel. The original ending consists of the women who go to Jesus' tomb to anoint his body, encountering a young man, presumably an angel, who informs them that he is risen, and that they should go to Peter and the other disciples and tell them that he will meet them in Galilee. The women hurry away terrified and disobey that angelic command. The gospel ends on a note of disobedience. This ending bothered lots of people, so that additional material was added to the gospel. The portion we have today is a summary of materials found in more extensive form in the other three Gospels, including the encounter with Mary Magdalene, the encounter with the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, and his coming to the disciples while they were at table. Jesus upbraids the disciples at table for not believing the reports about Jesus that they had received. This, of course, is a strong mark and theme throughout the gospel. Surprisingly, that criticism is followed by Jesus commanding them to go out and proclaim the gospel to every creature. There is a pattern to the Easter appearances of Jesus. First, he says, "Shalom," which in this context is the expression of acceptance and forgiveness of the disciples. Initially, they do not recognize him, so he says or does something that helps them to appreciate who he is. Then he tarries with them as their friend and savior. And then he sends them on mission to announce the good news in word and in deed. This is the pattern of Christian identity, of Christian discipleship. Acceptance, forgiveness, the invitation to relate to Christ, the growth in friendship and intimacy with him, and the being sent on mission. At different times in our lives, one or another of these moments takes the foreground. It's a spiral dynamic, meant to go deeper and deeper, each moment preparing us for the next.